School Reform Commission, or SRC, is the governing board of the Philadelphia School District. Philadelphia Student Union members often testify at SRC meetings because we want the district to take our voices into account. One SRC member who we think has really listened to us is Heidi Ramirez, who is also the director of the Urban Education Collaborative at Temple University. We recently had a chance to interview her. The first question we asked her is how we can get highly qualified teachers at all city schools.
Well, I think first it's really understanding what the problems and challenges are. I'm generally telling folks that there are a lot of myths around teacher quality, that in fact, as a state, we do not have a teacher shortage. Pennsylvania is a state that actually trains or prepares more teachers than it needs. However, we tend to not have teachers in the right areas, meaning we do not train enough teachers in math and science. We could be training more teachers to serve second language learners, secondary students in special education, etc. So there's always this little catch of you can be a certified teacher, but you might be certified in math who is now asked to teach physics. So there's a challenge in terms of, one, making sure we prepare enough teachers in the right content areas. Two, making sure that all teachers, regardless of their content specialization, are prepared to serve diverse populations. And then I would say there's the challenge of recruiting them and retaining them in our particularly neediest schools. Right now, particularly in Philadelphia, there's a real disparity in terms of teacher quality across the district, meaning there are some schools where 100% of the teachers are what we would define as highly qualified, and some where it's 50% or lower.
We also asked how we can retain these teachers.
I think when you look at how teachers describe sort of the issues that keep them in schools or that drive them from, a lot of it has to do with the quality of school leadership. A lot has to do with the overall climate of the school and whether or not they feel that they have professional colleagues who can support their continuing development. They want to be in safe schools, schools that are resourced well. So there are all those kinds of things that we can do to make each building a better place for each teacher. And then there are the set of things we should be doing overall to make sure that each teacher is developing his or her craft. So I think having folks whose job it is, or see as their job, to support teachers, to observe classrooms, to provide feedback, classrooms where other teachers can observe and see models of exemplary practice, opportunities for teachers to meet in grade-level groups, to talk about what is or is not working, what challenges they have, data that can help them really look at individual student needs and then replan their instructional practice to match those student needs.
Earlier this year, the school district put into place a strategic plan called Imagine 2014. It gained a lot of attention in the media, and many people had different views on it. We at the Philadelphia Student Union supported many aspects of the plan, such as adding more counselors, reducing class sizes, and hiring teachers earlier in the year. On the other hand, we felt that the plan lacked some specifics, especially relating to implementation and costs. We also felt that some parts of the plan opened the door for hiring private managers to take over schools.
I would say I think the strength of the plan certainly is its ambition, that they are really sort of, it's a comprehensive plan and that it really touches on a variety of different areas in student lives, the lives of teachers and other education professionals. So that is exciting. I certainly think it expects us to do an awful lot with some limited resources, but I think that is the place we are in, and we need to be thinking boldly. What I have heard from community members is that folks would like more specifics so they can see how they can be engaged in the work, and I think as a commissioner, more specifics so that I could better understand the specific needs that we have, sort of an assessment of needs, so that we're able to prioritize among all of these ambitious ideas, prioritize which of them makes the most sense to be implementing now at this time with the resources we have. And then, of course, understanding what the budget implications are so that we can help prioritize if we know what things cost and we know and expect we'll have to make some difficult decisions over the next year or two. Having that information will help us all make better sense of it. And then I think we had a good degree of input from the community in laying out this as a framework. I think engaging the community is a next step in really thinking about the implementation of it.
Imagine 2014 is a 5-year plan. We were curious as to what we can expect to see starting this fall.
Well, I think you can already see some parts of it in place now and continuing to expand. So, for instance, we have seen over the last 6 months certainly an increase in a variety of resources to our lowest performing schools. So a whole set of what I describe as sort of wraparound services, increased counselors, parent ombudsman, a pressure to reduce class size in these schools. So a host of those things are already underway. I think you're seeing already some activity and efforts to engage the community in thinking about what Dr. Ackerman has described as Renaissance schools. I think there are also efforts underway to really improve both teacher quality and leadership development.
Imagine 2014 calls for the turnaround of some of the district's struggling schools to be called Renaissance schools. One of the proposed options is a model called an in-district charter school. The district uses somewhat vague language when referring to this idea. We have been wondering if there are any more specifics and if community groups might be able to influence the model.
Again, I would say this is probably in that you asked earlier sort of where did I think the strategic plan could improve, and one of my responses was around being more specific. And I think this is an area where I think there are terms that are used throughout the plan that probably have different meanings for different folks or don't have any meaning for some people. So I can't yet speak myself to sort of what is meant by in-district charters. I think that's something the district is beginning to develop a vision around. But again, particularly around our lowest performing schools, I think that's where we should and I hope will engage the community, both in terms of input, in terms of the design of these things, but also in implementing.
Now that she has resigned from the SRC, we asked her how she plans to stay involved with schools in Philadelphia.
I'm still thinking about that. I should say right now that my tenure on the School Reform Commission is not complete yet. I will continue my work at Temple University, and then we'll see what other opportunities and adventures present themselves. I should add that I have developed an extraordinary set of relationships with folks in the community over the last 2 years, and I hope those continue in whatever sort of professional or volunteer role that I am privileged to play. Well, if I can just say one other thing, then it really is, and I said this a bit in the interview, was how special the community has been to me and how much I appreciate that, and that is very true. I appreciate the opportunity the governor and mayor and the community has given me. And among those, I think we often don't pay enough tribute to the youth groups that are part of that. Since I'm at the Philadelphia Student Union as we speak, and you really have been an active and engaged community partner with the district for a long time, I want to thank you and, of course, your colleagues and other organizations.
You have just listened to a shortened version of our interview with Heidi Ramirez. The entire interview includes more about her views on teacher quality and Imagine 2014, as well as a discussion about what she thinks the role of the SRC should be and how her expectations compared to her experiences. To hear the entire interview, go to our podcast page at onblast.podomatic.com. This has been an On Blast production with the Philadelphia Student Union. I'm Gregory Jordan Dedamore. Zakiya Royster, Javier Morris, and Azeem Hill also participated in this interview.